But as we look, John, that snow may slow things down in Oklahoma.
Oh, it definitely will. And, of course, it's hard to believe that we've already had all this year. But the markets go on. And the markets are going to be probably down a little at the opening this morning. They're a little bit rattled by the fact that China central bank raised interest rates there yesterday, trying to slow their economy down. Ironic that they keep trying to slow their economy down. It's interesting that the Chinese government said one of the reasons that they were doing that was that they wanted to encourage people to save more and make less speculative investments. Kind of interesting strategy. We're going to look at a couple of earnings that are out this morning, and of course, I remind the listeners, the reason we look at these, it isn't so much that maybe you're interested in these individual companies, it's what these companies and their earnings reports tell us about what's happening in the overall economy. And one of those companies that's out this morning is Disney, and it's an interesting barometer to see what the consumer's doing, and their numbers were just outstanding in many segments. Total revenue up 10%, but what was most interesting, in their theme park business, they'd had 9 consecutive quarters of declining sales, and they broke that this quarter. Revenue was up about 25%. One Disney executive says, quote, interest in travel is definitely coming back. And then if you segment that even more, Disney has got 2 new cruise ships. One was delivered in January, another one's coming in next year, total cost of about $2 billion. And their cruise business, according to this executive, quote, blowing the doors off in terms of demand and interest, referring to their cruise business. They also, of course, own ESPN, which we forget sometimes. Revenue there, advertising sales, they're up 27%. And even in their consumer products unit, the toy sales up 28%, primarily because of toys tied to the Toy Story 3. Say that 5 times in a row. Toy Story 3, toys tied to that up 28%. Another consumer company out this morning, Coca-Cola, reporting strong revenue growth, a third straight quarter of revenue growth, sales growth in North America. 3M, of course, which makes such a wide diversity of products, interesting company. They didn't release earnings, but what they did was they're raising their dividend by 5%, and they're going to buy back $7 billion, up to $7 billion of their own stock. This is a recurring theme. We keep talking, Bill, about the fact that companies, healthy companies, corporate companies, or corporate America, sitting on just record amounts of cash and trying to find something to do with it. We're seeing a lot of merger and acquisition activity, but we're also seeing companies increase their dividends, return that cash to the shareholders, and that's who it belongs to anyway, and in some cases buying back their own stock. Ingersoll Rand, which still has a small presence in Fort Smith, they own Trane, of course, what's left of Trane out there. They report revenues up 13%, and of course, since they're in the industrial sector, make things like residential heating, ventilation, air conditioning. That's interesting. It's another barometer of what's happening overall with the economy. They say fourth quarter orders were up about 10%. And to conclude on one other thing, and this is we keep talking about inflation, and inflation is showing up in lots of places, but one of the places it's showing up is in interest rates. And if you look at mortgage rates, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association, have hit a 10-month high. And unfortunately, it's having a significant impact on home mortgage applications, which have dropped fairly significantly. And, of course, that's really not good news for the housing sector, which was ground zero when the meltdown happened in 2008 and is still trying to recover. Now we're going to see a decrease in demand because of rising mortgage rates.